Vectis Radio, FM 104.6.
It's a Wednesday lunchtime. We have a special guest in the studio. It's only Lisa Beeney. How are you, Lisa?
I'm good, thank you.
Now, I know that you're only Lisa Beeney, but just tell us what only Lisa Beeney does.
I run Green Isle of Wight, a community interest company on the island here, and we want to help people reduce their energy use and reduce their carbon footprint, both individuals and businesses, because I actually believe in something called energy equality, that everybody should have the same access to affordable heat and affordable energy, and at the moment we don't.
And this is all part of Warmer Homes, which is, I believe you're working alongside the Isle of Wight Council.
Yes, the Warmer Homes scheme is funding that has come from the government to promote something called the Home Upgrade Grant. And it allows people to have things like insulation, new heating systems and solar panels, all for free.
Wow.
Totally free.
Whenever you come in and say that, I just think to myself, because it's not the cheapest stuff in the world, is it? So I think, you know, to get something like that completely free, but, you know, the main point is here is helping people, but it's also making a difference to the climate.
It is. I mean, this week I've been going round to some of the properties that I initially assessed at the start to do a post-installation assessment. So these are people that were living in very expensive to heat homes, and lots of the people don't actually put the heating on. There are people that just cannot afford to heat their homes at all. So they've applied through the scheme. I've gone out and done the initial property assessment for them. They've then had solar panels and heat pumps installed, and I've been going back to do the pre-assessment and see the difference that's making. And it's taking properties from being kind of an energy performance rating of a D up to a B. And that will be a huge impact on their bills this winter.
And look, people out there, it should be, I'm going to probably remind them of something they're very aware of, and that is, you know, today is July the 3rd. 2 months' time, it will be, you know, kids going back after school in September. And so don't sort of think, oh, we'll put this off now. No, if you're going to act now, because it's the best time. The best time really was about a month ago. But, you know, you've got winter on the way and you don't know how quick that's going to kick in because everything keeps changing. So, I mean, it just makes common sense now to get involved. How do they get involved? How do they get some advice?
Well, they can either phone us on 01983 668 900, or they can phone the Warmer Homes team directly on 0800 038 5737, or there is a link through the council website.
And when that process starts going, I mean, we're going to put this to the test at some point. And we're going to check our diaries, and you're going to come in and offer us some advice and so on. But what happens when you make that phone call, or you get online, you do it online, what happens?
You fill in a few details about your property and your own personal circumstances. And if it looks like you're going to be eligible for the grant, then somebody will contact you and go through it all in a lot more detail. There is some form filling, and depending on your personal circumstances, you may be asked to provide information about your household income. But the rules on that are your household income needs to be below $36,000 a year, which for an awful lot of people on the island, it is anyway. After that, then somebody like me will pop out and visit you, and I'll do a retrofit assessment. That we normally arrange those within 2 weeks of your application first going in. That whole process takes 2 to 3 hours to do, because I have to do everything. I have to measure every single window, do a complete floor plan, look up in the loft, measure the thickness of the walls, just so that we make sure that the heating system that is going to be put into your home is capable of heating it sufficiently. So for lots of people that have had the very old night storage heaters or electric panel heaters, that will mean having radiators installed. So there will be pipe work going through. you'll have a heat pump outside, and you'll have a new hot water cylinder that will be fed from the heat pump. So there is some disruption. You can't have that amount of work done to your home without any disruption. Typically, it takes about a week. The solar panels can be put up within a day to 2 days on the roof, and they'll arrange scaffolding. A separate team will do that. So it's all done around the same time.
I mean, it's a no-brainer, isn't it? I'll say this every month. It is a no-brainer, and it's one of those things where, you know, just get involved, just do it. And because it's a double whammy, isn't it? Because you save money, and you also are helping with the planet and the climate change as well.
You certainly are. And by switching to running your heating off electricity, as we decarbonise the electricity grid and get more renewables, then your electricity automatically becomes cleaner. And last year, renewable energy provided 47% of our electricity in the UK. So we've come on a long way with that. We've still got a way to go, but we are getting our energy systems and our electricity grid to be less polluting than it's ever been.
Now, you sound like a caring sort. You know what you're talking about. How do you feel when you hear brilliant stories like the Red Funnel story this week? Like next year, I think it's next year, they're going to have a ferry that is completely electric, I believe.
Yep, that's their new Red Jet that's going to be electric. I think it's brilliant because when you look at the fuel that ferries burn, it really is quite polluting. The most polluting stuff is the fuel that's burnt to transport oil and gas around the world. They use heavy diesel that's a byproduct of, I think, oil refining. They can only use that when they're so many miles out. But air pollution travels. I know we've spoken previously, we've been putting air quality monitoring kit into people's homes across the Isle of Wight and Southampton. And one weekend, I saw a huge spike across every single property that we're monitoring. And when we investigated it, and I spoke to somebody far cleverer than I am, it turns out it's air pollution from forest fires in North America that has travelled across.
Crikey!
Yeah. So what happens the other side of the world? It still does affect us. So even though we think that a lot of the very polluting fuels that ships burn, it's offshore, it doesn't matter, the wind will blow it away. Well, round here, our prevailing winds are southwesterly, so that's blowing everything from the Channel and the Solent onto people and into people's homes.
Wow. Look, I'm going to put you under pressure in the next month, okay?
Okay.
What we've got, we've had some stuff fitted in the last couple of years.
Yeah.
And we haven't got everything. We've got solar panels and the insulation around the walls and so on. And what would be really, really good, if you could come in and give us a mark out of 10 or however it works, and just to sort of see, because this would be like living proof that it works, because this is like the after, but we've only got after things done. You never know, there might be some other stuff that we might be able to get, so that might be a double whammy as well. But the stuff that is done, you can then say, hey, hang on, This is brilliant. This is the rating that you've got is absolutely true. It's 100% right, and so on. And what you've done is correct. Because that would be a good thing. Because otherwise, you know, people might think, well, you've had it done, but do you get the benefit? Do you, you know? So that would be a good thing. If you came in and just did the whole test, you say that takes 3 hours.
Yes, very approximately.
So you're gonna have to have lunch then.
How could I possibly refuse an offer like that?
So we'll have to, are you okay with that?
Yeah, I'm fine with that. That would be good to do.
And if we do that in the next couple of weeks, and then the next time you come in, you can report back.
Yep, that sounds like a good plan.
Brilliant. And you can also give us a mark out of 10 for lunch. All right. I mean, what we shouldn't forget here is the difference that we're all trying to make. And yeah. I know that there are people out there that are quoting figures. And I don't want to get political, but there are people out there that are saying that they don't believe what is happening, and so they won't, you know, back the fact that we need to make some changes with our energy and so on. So what would you say to that? carefully.
Okay, I think if we look at what's going on in the world, I mean, down in the Caribbean, they're expecting to have the worst hurricane season ever. If you look in the news today, there's one island down there where almost the entire population is now homeless. And that has not happened before. We look at what's happening on the island here with the record rainfall that we've been having. If you talk to some of the people that live in Brading and the effect of flooding, if you can imagine losing everything in your home, how heartbreaking that must be. And then to know it's not just happened once, it keeps happening. And thinking that in not too many more years, that whole area will be below the annual flood level. So it's not just a 1 in 100 years or a 1 in 10 years. It will be a, this is going to happen every year. You may say that, yeah, oh, it's natural, climate change has always happened. But when you look at the data and the statistics at the change since the early 1900s and the industrialisation and the sheer kind of exponential curve we've been going on, I think there is enough correlation of the data for us to realise it's real. Something that I've heard people say is that as a country we only produce 1% of the pollution, so why should we make a difference and make a change? But if you look at it as our carbon emissions per head, then we are quite high. Yes, there are lots more people in China and India and Africa, but the emissions per head in those countries is substantially lower than it is over here. So we need to take responsibility for our own actions. If we want to maintain our place as a world leader, then leadership is taking something and leading by example. It's not waiting until you're kicked into it, kicking and screaming. We should be setting an example and then developing the technologies and the high-tech skills and then helping other countries. That will lead to a growth in jobs in the area. And on the island here, we've got some really high-tech industries. We've got Vectis producing all the wind turbines. We've got people on the island that produce hemp-based insulation, which is a beautiful natural insulator. We should be developing these jobs on the island and then exporting the skills around the rest of the world, not just improving quality of life for people here, but enabling us to help people throughout the world to make a difference.
Do you know, you talk a lot of sense. Can you stand for MP next time there's a general election? Because it just, to me, it makes a lot of sense. And I am concerned. I saw some pictures this morning that, they were taken back in October and it was just around the corner from where I live and cars were underwater. And I'm thinking, good grief, I don't ever remember that. I don't remember it when it happened, but there's the photographs and I don't ever remember it being that bad in that area ever. And so it is happening and we have to take it more seriously. So
we do, and we need a joined up system. We need planners to get on board so that rather than just building hundreds and hundreds of new homes, we need the right sort of homes. We need the right sort of water management. I know everyone has a go at Southern Water about pumping sewage into the sea, but the rainfall's increased by 15%. So they've got that to deal with as well. We all need to do a something, and it doesn't matter how little that something is, it will add up to make a difference. But going back to your question, would I stand as an MP? Let me give you a very straight answer. No,
I thought you were going to say that. What a shame. What an absolute shame. Hey, look, you had some good news. I'm not sure whether this is for air or not, but you did say about the Department of Energy.
Yes, we have been able to expand a project that we've been running in Southampton onto the island. There will be lots of official announcements and press releases next week, but it's really, really good news for the island, and it means that we can go out and help more people. really, at the end of the day.
Okay, look, let's finish off by saying that, you know, sometimes you've got to talk about the reasons why we're doing things. And the reasons why we're doing things is because things are changing in our planet and we need to change. Definitely need to do that. But the reason why you're here is to talk about the Warmer Home Scheme. But the two are connected. And it is a case of you take part in the scheme, and if you're lucky enough to get you know, solar panels or, you know, other things that are related to heat pumps and so on, you are helping the planet, but you're also helping yourself as well.
Very much so. And I know last month I mentioned my energy bill, my electricity bill.
I feel a boast coming on.
Yeah, this month they've paid me.
Wow.
So we run electric cars, we've got solar panels. This month my electricity bill was zero and they actually paid me money.
And that is something that anybody else, if you take part, if you get involved with this, you know, the same thing could be happening to you as well. Don't leave it until winter time, when you know that it might be a struggle financially because it's cold, the kids are cold, and you've got to choose between, and I don't like to say it, heating and eating.
Yeah.
I think that's an awful situation to be in. So, you know, you can make a difference, and all you got to do is just type in the Warmer Homes.
Yeah, if you just type in Warmer Homes, I think the website is warmerhomes.org. But the link is on the council website. But also, not only are you saving money, you're reducing your carbon footprint. So you're doing your bit to help other people all around the world, because as we've seen, what happens in other countries affects us here. And the same thing is, what we do here will be affecting people in other countries. So it can have a huge knock-on effect. If you think of dropping a pebble into a pond and looking at how far out those ripples go, then the change that you make can have a similar impact on people that you wouldn't ever imagine.
Brilliant. Thank you for coming in. Check out Warmer Homes. What are we talking about next month?
Well, we're going to talk about what we've done at your house and how good lunch was.
All right, now I'm concerned. Brilliant. Lovely to see you.
Okay, thank you.